In Dallas, stray and loose dogs are roaming the streets, particularly on the city's south side. A study issued a couple of years ago found nearly 9,000 loose dogs in South Dallas. Many rescue groups roam the streets too, aiming to help save dogs from the streets. Dallas Street Dog Advocates is one such group. Elise Bissell is president of the nonprofit, and she joins me to talk about their work.
Elise Bissell, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Antoinette Brown was mauled to death by loose dogs in South Dallas, I think, 2016. You recently talked about how that was sort of a call to action to start Dallas Street Dog Advocates.
Yes, it was. It just really reinforced the problem that we're having. And there's different types of dogs. There's loose dogs that are owned dogs, and then there's loose dogs that are stray dogs. Often, I think what we're finding is the loose owned dogs tend to be more aggressive because they've been either tethered or they've been confined to a backyard and they're not socialized.
In your opinion, from somebody who's out there dealing with these dogs, has much changed since Brown's death?
Different groups have been formed, other nonprofits. Foundations, actually, in the Dallas area have come together, and they provided the money to have the Boston Consulting Group report completed. And that report helped kind of determine how many stray and loose dogs were in the area, like what kind of numbers are we dealing with. And the city, Dallas Animal Services, combined with the Spay Neuter Network and the SPCA, have all agreed to try and spay and neuter 100,000 dogs in the next 3 years. That leaves 38,000 dogs that need to still be spayed and neutered over that time frame. So what's happening is the nonprofits are trying to step in and help collect the dogs off the street, specifically our organization. And there are a couple more that work really hard to get the dogs off the streets as well and get them spayed and neutered before they have more puppies who have more puppies and so on and so on.
So what is it like for the dogs abandoned in Dallas? What's the reality on the streets?
It's heartbreaking. They starve. They are hit by cars. They are attacked by other animals, coyotes, other dogs. You know, some of the dogs that we have found have been abused in a variety of ways. Tick infestations, fleas, sarcoptic mange. We just picked up 3 puppies south of Dallas that was a stray mom dog, had 6 puppies. By the time we heard about it, 3 had already disappeared, assumed dead, covered in sarcoptic mange. If you can think of it, it's happened. We found it.
Walk me through what it takes to rescue a dog. How much work is involved?
It kind of just depends. If the dog was an owned dog that had been abandoned or dumped, per se, and they're socialized, you can drive by, open your car door, and they're like so happy to see you, they just jump right in. Those are the easy ones that we don't have any trouble rehoming. Of course, we have to make sure they're not somebody's dog. And so what our group does is we work with the communities in the area and we find out which ones are the stray dogs, which ones are the owned dogs. If they're owned and they're wanted, then we help get them spayed and neutered and help them with their fences or teach them about keeping their dog in the house, a variety of things like that.
Is there any particular dog that you remember since you've operated, one that stood out?
Probably one of the first dogs that our group rescued was a little Shih Tzu, covered with mange, heartworm. He was a mess, matted to the bone, literally. He couldn't even really go to the bathroom. It was so bad. And now he is a happy little guy. You would never even know it was the same dog. He's been adopted by a wonderful young lady. We have an alumni page. And really, if anything keeps us going, it is that alumni page because they post pictures of the dogs after they've been adopted. And we're like, oh, man, that's so awesome. Let's go get another one.
Elise Bissell is president of the nonprofit Dallas Street Dog Advocates. Thanks for being here.